Hey, everybody, I'm Lauren Hicks. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. This is episode 309. Welcome back, friends. I'm excited that you could join me today. I hope that wherever you are listening, you are experiencing the presence and power of God in your life. Now, I want to invite you to subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts so that you can join us on this daily discipleship journey. And if you're new here, you can learn more at my website, 5minutediscipleship.com. Today on the podcast, we are talking about refusing to seek revenge. While checking his bags at the airport, a man became indignant with the employee who handled his luggage. For several minutes, he belittled the young man and criticized his every move. Surprisingly, the curbside porter didn't seem troubled by this man's verbal abuse. After the angry man entered the airport, a woman approached the luggage handler and asked, "How do you put up with such injustice?" The young man said, "It's easy. That guy's going to New York, but I'm sending his bags to Brazil." Well, it's been said to be human is to have enemies. In fact, Jesus assumed that you and I would have enemies when he said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." The question is not whether or not we have enemies. The issue is whether or not we will love them, forgive them, and reconcile with them. We all know what it feels like to have been hurt by someone, to have been wronged. But what do you do when you are given the opportunity to get angry? The author Chuck Swindoll calls revenge life's most subtle temptation. He writes, "We dress it up. Revenge sounds bad, so we say things like, 'I'm going to get you,' or 'I'm just standing up for my rights.' And this leads to what we might think of as justified retaliation. But revenge is the desire or urge to get even with someone, to punish or to cause harm as an act of retaliation. But listen to what Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verses 19 through 21. "Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge. I will repay,' says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." You see, a person who walks with integrity understands that none of us are perfect. We understand that we all fall short, we all sin, we are all guilty of hurting others, and we will all give an account of ourselves to God. So we leave judgment and justice in the hands of Almighty God. And Abraham makes a great point in Genesis chapter 18 when he says, "Will not the judge of all the earth do right?" The idea of revenge is only an illusion. You can never get even with anyone. It is impossible to balance the scales of hurt. The only possible way to come out on top is to respond to hurt with a godly attitude and to trust that God will settle the account. The saddest part about trying to get even is that it makes you a perpetual victim of the person you hate. Revenge makes you go through the hurt over and over again. You really never get over it. And when you give in to the temptation to get even, your enemies have won twice, when they hurt you the first time, and now when you can't get it out of your mind. Nelson Mandela once said, "Seeking revenge is like drinking poison and praying for the other person to die. It is an all-consuming emotion that destroys you from the inside out." We must learn that the people of God do not retaliate. The people of God do not seek vengeance. We do not take revenge into our own hands. And I know it's here that you might say, "But Lauren, you don't know what they did." And you're right. But God does. And even on the cross, as they mocked Jesus, as they spit on him, as they tortured him, as they murdered him slowly, he prayed to the Father, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." You see, we have no control over how people treat us, what they say, and what they do. But we do have complete control over how we respond. And here's today's challenge. If you have been hurt by a family member, a friend, or a coworker, place the matter in God's hands and leave it with Him. Ask God for the strength to forgive and to move forward. Begin to pray that God would bless the offender and that He would give you peace. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you're enjoying this podcast, let me invite you to hit the share button on your podcast app and text a friend or two and invite them to listen in so that they too can join us on this discipleship journey. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.